were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, good morning and welcome to Feedback for this Tuesday. I'm Tom King. Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry Bader after 9 o'clock this morning. And then I believe at least our portion of things will be back to normal tomorrow. But today I thought we could talk a little bit about the Affordable Health Care Act and maybe get a little bit, at least a little bit, of the other side of the story, because on this program, on our morning show, on almost all of the show, if not all of the shows that are on throughout the day here on WSAU, you will get one side and one opinion on the Affordable Health Care Act, and that is that it sucks. But the question I'm going to ask today, and I'm not a doctor. Don't even play one on the radio. Didn't go stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Don't know the ins and outs of all of the Affordable Health Care Act, and nobody who calls today is going to know all of the ins and outs of the Affordable Health Care Act. But today is the first day of meetings being held for the new insurance purchasing exchanges. The State Health Services Department helped organize the sessions, the first of which will be in Middleton and Green Bay. Just over a half a million of uninsured Wisconsinites can start applying October 1st for health coverage in the new exchanges. The coverage begins January 1st. State Medicaid Director Brett Davis expects thousands of people to help get the uninsured signed up, even though the state only has about one-tenth of the funding as neighboring Minnesota for so-called navigators. That's to help people go through the new maze of options. The Gopher State was among 16 to set up their own state government exchanges instead of taking the federal template like Wisconsin did. It's because Scott Walker doesn't believe in the Affordable Health Care Act. And Karen Politz from the Kaiser Family Foundation said the states with their own exchanges have nearly unlimited funds to help people deal with them, while an unexpectedly high 34 states are sharing a smaller pot. Now, Wisconsin insurance officials say it shouldn't be a problem. They'll count on private agents and brokers to explain the various options to people. Wisconsin received about $1 million federal dollars for its navigators. I was up, spent some time in northern Wisconsin over the weekend, up in the beautiful Bayfield Peninsula, and picked up the alternative newspaper from up there called The Reader. It's printed and written in Duluth. And there's a column in there from a guy named Ed Raymond talking about the Affordable Health Care Act and looking at it from one particular point of view. And he asked some questions, and the questions are good ones. I think even people who disagree with the Affordable Health Care Act will understand that these are questions that probably should be asked. And so I will ask them today and see what kind of response we get. And the first question he asks is, what if the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare if you prefer, stays on the rails instead of being a train wreck? Raymond writes, the Republicans keep saying that the Affordable Health Care Act is totally unworkable. So instead of wasting thousands of hours and millions of dollars fighting it, why don't they just relax, sit back, let it fail, and then say, we told you so? If Obamacare fails, Democrats will have to take the blame for really screwing up. Already, though, parts of the ACA law have forced insurance companies to give substantial rebates to 13 million Americans for being overcharged. 3 million uninsured young adults under the age of 26 are now on their parents' health insurance. And soon there will be no more pre-existing conditions used to prevent coverage of health care. The California and New York insurance exchanges are already receiving premium bids below what people are presently being charged. Now, remember, not a single Republican voted for the Affordable Health Care Act. And realize that if the Affordable Health Care Act is even partially successful, those people will probably be dead meat in the next election. Raymond writes, I think they are scared to death. And you might ask, all right, the Republicans have voted, what, 40 times now to try to repeal Obamacare, like banging their heads against the wall? So you might ask, what is the alternative that they are offering? You would think that if you're going to vote 40 times to repeal a health care law, you would have something to replace it, but they won't say, unless they want to go back to the same program that we've had before the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, the one where we averaged 18,000 unnecessary deaths a year from lack of health care. 14,000 Americans lost their health insurance each year. Over 35% who applied for insurance each year were rejected. 46 million didn't have insurance, although 80% of that total worked full-time. 100,000 patients died from infections caught in hospitals and clinics, and we spent twice as much on health care as any other industrialized country. All of this while the average family health insurance premium was much more than the annual earnings of a full-time minimum wage earner. And he talks about a story that appeared in the August 4th New York Times called In Need of a New Hip But Priced Out of the U.S. We've heard these stories before. People that have gone to other countries to have their medical work done, saving thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in the process. This was the story of a guy named Michael Chopin, an architectural photographer, that is, he did have health insurance. And he had so much pain from a bad hip that he needed an artificial hip joint. So he checked to make sure his health insurance would cover it. Well, the insurance company said, no, you have a pre-existing condition related to an old sports injury. We will not cover a new joint. So Michael checked with a friend who could get an implant from the manufacturer, which cost $13,000. That was the list price with no markup. By the way, the implant cost $350 to manufacture. Then Michael got an estimate from the finance officer of his Boulder, Colorado hospital for the hospital charges. The charges would run about $65,000 without the surgeon's fee. So altogether, the implant would have run about $100,000, give or take, more thousands which get hidden in medical bills. So Michael checked prices overseas in Asia and Europe, and he found a deal in Brussels, Belgium for $13,660 for everything associated with the implantation of the artificial joint. The price covered all doctor fees, operating room, medicine, a hospital room for 5 days, another week in rehab, crutches, and a round-trip airline ticket from Boulder. And he also did some checking and found that Belgium hospitals have infection rates among the lowest in the world. Chopin said after his overseas experience, we have the most expensive health care in the world, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. I'm kind of the poster child for that. The writer of the article, his name is Rosenthal, who covers health for the New York Times, also discovered that joint manufacturers often employ doctors, consultants, and other middlemen to sell implants. There are as many as 13 levels of profit-making entities between the surgeon actually implanting the joint and the manufacturer making it for $350. In fact, in Asia, the same joint is manufactured for $150. By the time the implant is in the operating room, it may have a price tag of between $50,000 and $60,000 on it. And that's why some hospitals charge as much as $223,000 for a joint implant. A response from one of the readers of Rosenthal's story said, quote, American medical costs would be hilarious if they weren't a national disgrace that led to actual pain and suffering. So my question is this, and we'll take a break here and then come back and open up the phone lines. Phone lines are open, by the way, 715-845-2155. Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, is based on three simple ideas, Raymond writes. It gives all Americans access to affordable insurance, even if they have pre-existing conditions. Healthy people need to buy insurance to share the costs with those who are not healthy. And government subsidies will allow all to purchase health insurance. So my question is this. If you are adamantly against the Affordable Health Care Act, I want you to tell me why. And not just because it's Obama proposing it and not just because you're told that you need to be against it by Rush and Sean and the other squawking heads from the right. Give me a reason why the old system in your mind that I just read you those numbers and those costs and the difference between how medical care is paid for here and paid for in other countries. Tell me why you're against it and why you think it should be repealed and why you think it needs to be destroyed. 715-845-2155. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is Feedback on WSAU.
Gives the most money for your scrap metal? Schultz's Recycling. Just ask Ricky Meir of Meir Electric.
Salesman for Schultz's. He called me and asked me what I do with my spare scrap and spare, you know, ballast. And I just told him I usually just pay to have them disposed of. And he told me that he could give me money for that stuff. They gave me three barrels. I have one for copper, one for aluminum, and one for miscellaneous parts, stuff like that. All I have to do is put it in his barrels, and he takes care of everything. I don't have to do anything anymore. I don't have to pay anybody. He comes up and picks it up, right at my shop. They give me the money for the copper, and I use it for maintenance on my vehicles, tools for my business, and also for advertising. I would tell anybody, you know, like even contractors, plumbers, and whatnot, it's a win-win for me. Ricky Meir from Meir Electric. I got more money for my metal at Schultz's.
Get more money for your metal at Schultz's Recycling, located just 1 mile west of Merrill, or call 715-536-7141 for pickup. Schultz's Recycling is now open in Wausau to better serve you.
Looking for a good deal and a great meal? Welcome to the WSAU Restaurant Spotlight, shining a light on the best that Central Wisconsin restaurants have to offer. Heard three times daily on News Talk 550 WSAU and 99.9 WSAU FM.
When was the last time you had prime rib for Sunday brunch? Been a while? Neske's at Gulliver's Landing has what you crave. This Sunday have hand-carved prime rib, made-to-order omelets, homemade dessert, and much more from 11 to 2 at the Neske's at Gulliver's Landing in Rib Mountain.
Who doesn't love an order of potato skins? Or a nice plate of mozzarella cheese sticks? While they may be delicious, they're just not satisfying. That's why they're appetizers, serving only the purpose to stimulate the desire to eat.
Preseason football works the same way,
whetting your appetite for what's to come. A season awaits.
Packers Seahawks coverage Friday at 5 on WSAU and WSAU.com.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the Cato Institute released a new study which essentially shows that in many states, welfare pays better than working. And why earn a paycheck if you can simply get a check from other people who have worked very hard to earn their money only to have it confiscated and then redistributed by the government? The study found that a single mother with two children in New York collecting everything from food stamps, the WIC program, temporary assistance for needy families, these women can get benefits that's worth $38,000 tax-free. Now, someone in New York would have to earn $21 an hour to be better off than they would be on welfare. Some of the other extremes are in Hawaii. You get an astounding $60,590. Unbelievable. As you work hard every day, you help pay for this.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse. And you could earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect. Hey, if you go to a big box store, you're going to get the same kid that sells lumber and ladders and drills advising you on your blind shade shutters and drapes. Now, can you say, save your seat? Now, my wife and I, we love Blinds.com. They have over 100 design experts that will serve you for free. Now, hurry and you save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. You get free color samples, free shipping, and a chance to win $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name, Blinds.com.
And we're back here on Feedback, talking about the Affordable Health Care Act. The exchanges are going to be up and running here soon. They're already working in some states. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning, Tom. I'm from Weston.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, you asked the question on why we would like to keep, I would like to keep individual health care instead of going on to the government exchanges, right?
Yeah. Tell me why you think that the Affordable Health Care Act is going to be a train wreck.
Well, I have a couple of questions in regards to that with you as well. You mentioned that in the instance with the guy that was looking for the hip replacement,
mm-hmm.
that it would cost him $100,000 to have it done here versus $13,000 in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Any understanding on why it's so expensive here versus there, and why healthcare costs have escalated so much?
Well, part of it, of course, is the insurance that has to be bought and paid for by hospitals and surgeons and doctors. And if you know, I understand the lawsuit situation and things like that, but it's not all that. It's not even close to being all that.
Okay. Well, rather than pose the argument by Hannity and all the other right-wing pundits, as you like to call them, as why I should take my marching orders from the right side rather than make my own decision, is real simple. The government has promised to provide affordable health care for us and that it would end all the problems of health care, insurance, and coverage. And it has proven it to the opposite. Health care costs have escalated. People are losing their insurance, and it's not just rhetoric. And personally, I like choice. I think that if I want to purchase health insurance and have my own doctor and all the things that have gone with that should be my choice and shouldn't be mandated by the government telling me that I need to have insurance, that if I don't, that the IRS is going to penalize me for it and take away my freedom of choosing what kind of coverage I am going to have and the doctor that I'm going to have. It's really that simple. There is nothing about the Affordable Health Care Act that does that for us or anybody. It's a scam. It's a scam up and down, and everybody knows it.
How is it a scam up and down when people who can't get insurance, when people who weren't going to be covered, when people who could not afford to get medical procedures done are now going to be able to have? I mean, I guess it's the difference of whether you look at healthcare in this country as a right or as a privilege only that only goes to the people who can afford it.
Well, it's not my opinion. You just look at the numbers. You look at all the people now that are losing their coverage that were promised they would have it. Companies that are no longer taking private insurance. People can't get insurance. They lose their jobs. They can't afford insurance, and they can't even get coverage.
I'm working full-time, and I can barely afford my health insurance premiums. My health insurance premiums are ridiculously high.
That's right. Now, this Affordable Health Care Act is supposed to change all that for us. And what's happened? All our premiums have done nothing but go through the roof.
First of all, it has the provisions of the Affordable Health Care Act haven't been implemented yet, a lot of them. And so, you know, when we say that and when politicians say they know what is going to happen, they don't know. They're guessing using their political persuasion to make the argument.
The provisions may have not been implemented, but all those laws that are in place have caused nothing but mayhem for the consumer. Health insurance coverages have skyrocketed, and it's not just rhetoric. People can't even afford their own insurance. You lose your job and you have to go out and get a private plan. You can't afford it.
Well, you can go down and find out about the insurance exchanges. And in fact, in California and New York, according to this story, the exchanges are receiving bids below what people are presently being charged. So this idea that everybody is going to be paying more for their insurance is not necessarily the case.
Then why are people losing their coverage, Tom?
Well, I guess it's just going to be...
Look at it's they're losing their coverage. They can't afford it. Companies can't afford to pay it. They're losing their coverage. This was supposed to solve all that. The Affordable Health Care Act, where everybody would be covered. Universal health care.
Well, that's been changed. I mean, it's been watered down. The president negotiated away a lot of what he wanted in this plan in order to get to even try to get any Republican support for it. And, of course, he didn't, got no Republican support for it, even though
he
was negotiating against himself.
He didn't need Republican support.
Well, you're right. And in order to get something like this passed with no Republican support, he used a lot of political capital. It's probably costing him to this day. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Kevin.
Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Well, number one, you're doing a great job while Seth is gone. So thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
I am against the Affordable Health Care Act for two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, it doesn't address the sole problem of cost of health care itself. All it does is address the insurance portion. And if you take a look at, say, Forever 21, every full-time employee, hourly employee, is now going to be a part-time employee. We've traded health coverage for less hours or less jobs. So that's an unfortunate aspect. As far as the health care costs themselves or pharmaceutical costs, it addresses nothing.
So how do we get rid of these outrageous costs compared to other places? How do we get rid of a healthcare system where it costs $223,000 in the United States to get a hip replacement, and when you can go to Belgium or another country and get it done for $13,000?
In all honesty, while I completely disagree with Obamacare, I do like the attempt they made. I would actually, believe it or not, you probably may not believe this, I've called in a few times, I would rather have a single payer.
Where doctors
and people that work in hospitals are actually possibly government employees. I think that's the only way you can lower costs.
Working for outcomes instead of working and ordering tests and ordering all of these things in order to keep the hospital's bottom line going, in order to keep the doctor's offices bottom line going. Some of these doctors are
in it for
actually,
the profit. They have to be.
Yeah, right.
But if you remember about 20 years ago when a lot of hospitals were state-owned or county-owned, they weren't necessarily worried about profit. But then they all went private because county or the state couldn't afford them anymore. If you kind of modeled it after the VA hospital or VA clinic,
mm-hmm.
and if a doctor goes and works for the government, you pay off their student loans and they sign a contract, they'll stay with you for, say, 10 years. You would lower costs.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 715-845-2155. We're going to take more calls on this. First, though, we need to take a break for some news. We'll come back with more. This is Feedback on WSAU.
Anyone can take your money and give you a piece of equipment, but you expect more from your dealer. When the efficiency and profitability of your company and the financial security of your family is at stake, dealing with order takers just won't do. Swiderski Equipment's product specialists help you analyze your farm or construction needs and guide you in choosing the right equipment. It's your business, and you have the right to work with people who are trained to help you succeed. That's why Doosan chose Swiderski to be the only dealer in Wisconsin authorized to represent their cutting-edge equipment. Doosan's line of wheel loaders and excavators offer the right balance of flexibility, power, and economy. Add their articulated dump trucks, and you have a fleet of machines that can handle any job. With easy component access, onboard diagnostics, and an unbeatable warranty and 48-hour parts guarantee, Doosan delivers. Swiderski, Doosan, and you. Partners on the job. It's not just about machines. It's about security for your company, your family, your future. Five locations in central Wisconsin. Visit partnersonthejob.com.
My name is Noah. I am 8 years old. My little brother Abe, when he was born, he was 2 pounds. It was scary having a brother in a hospital. We didn't know if he would make it.
According to Parents Magazine, the number four pediatric hospital in the nation is in Milwaukee. Children's Hospital of Wisconsin has more than 40 locations throughout the state.
Now, my little brother Abe is just a happy, healthy kid.
Kids deserve the best.
Remember the summer of 2012. It got hot in early June and did not quit. 80s and mid-90s were there all summer.
Hooray! It's Gilray!
Gilray Heating was there for you at all times. Days, nights, weekends, and holidays, repairing and maintaining your equipment, or installing new Lennox equipment to make you cool and comfortable.
Hooray! It's Gilray!
New Lennox 22 SEER air conditioners and 98% efficient furnaces. The costs of comfort have never been lower.
Hooray! It's Gilray!
Call Gilray today for your free quote. Call 715-355-1244 and be ready for summer.
Hooray! It's Gilray!
Call Gilray Heating today at 715-355-1244. You can expect the best when you call Gilray Heating.
Hooray! It's Gilray!
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. A few clouds now. 67 degrees. Will warm to the upper 80s. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. He worked as a school janitor, and he's facing child porn charges. 61-year-old Richard Boole from Phelps was arrested in Vilas County. He could face 25 years in prison. District officials say he hasn't worked for the school district since February. It is also believed that in February he had downloaded some child porn from a school computer. All right, your boss asks you for the password for your Facebook account or for your personal email. What would your answer be? There's a state law being proposed that would allow you to say no.
A Wisconsin Senate committee will discuss making it illegal for employers to ask employees and applicants for social media passwords. That bill, if passed, would protect people's Facebook, Twitter, and other personal accounts from being accessed by employers. An assembly committee has already passed the bill, and it's likely the full legislature could take action as early as September. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
There is also more talk of raising Wisconsin's state speed limit. The maximum is currently 65. The proposal would raise that to 70 on some roads. Illinois has already gone to 70 miles per hour. Their new higher speed limit takes effect on some of their roads today. The number of abortions in Wisconsin has dropped for a third straight year, and it's also down for eight of the last 9 years. The Health Services Agency said yesterday that 6,927 abortions were performed in the Badger State. That's down 4.4%. Wisconsin had 6.1 abortions for every 1,000 females of childbearing age. That's below the national average of 15 per thousand. Republicans have continued to make abortion a hot-button issue, and there are legal challenges pending, lawsuits that require abortion doctors to have hospital admitting privileges within 30 miles of where they normally practice. In sports, Brewers and Cardinals tonight, 6:35 at WSAU for pregame coverage. First pitch at 7:10. The Brewers yesterday could not hold a late lead and lost to St. Louis 8-5. Now the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for Central Wisconsin. Going to be the warmest and muggiest day that we've seen in the last week or two. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s or lower 90s for some parts of our area. We'll have hazy sunshine for much of the day. Clearing out tonight, some patchy fog possible after midnight with lows in the mid-60s. We are keeping a close eye on the weather for tomorrow. Late in the day and into tomorrow evening, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of that weather could be severe. Farmers need the rain, but we also don't need it so heavy that it causes crop damage. So that's a tricky forecast. Further updates through the afternoon and evening. We're at 68 degrees now under partly cloudy skies. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
Okay, it's time for another unfair comparison. Charter Internet versus DSL. Hey, if you're still using phone company DSL to creep around the internet, I've got news for you. Charter Internet is 10 times faster than DSL. 10 times. Charter Internet speeds start at up to 30 megabits per second. DSL starts at only 3. So with Charter, you get an internet connection that gives you the bandwidth to support more devices, more family members, more internet. And with Charter's 30-day money-back guarantee, if you're not happy or going faster, you can switch back to that slow phone company DSL. Like I'm really worried that might happen. You can get Charter Internet for as little as $29.99 a month for 12 months when bundled with the Charter Triple Play. No wonder Charter customer satisfaction is at an all-time high. Call 855-493-CHARTER today. That's 855-493-CHARTER. Or get full details at charter.com.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the fun. Buy me a desktop and server rack. I don't care if I never get back up.
Oh, wait! I do care!
Root, root, root for Driven. They will get me a win. 848-1500 at the old backup game.
Call Driven Technologies today for your win. Driven Technologies can provide backup plans that get you a home run every day. Driven Technologies provides worry-free computer IT support for businesses throughout Wisconsin. Enhance your productivity. Reduce downtime. Get more for your technology dollar. Stop letting IT issues distract you from your business goals. Driven Technologies can handle all your technology needs. Your home run plan is waiting for you. Call Driven Technologies today at 715-848-1500 or email info@driventex.com.
And we're back here on Feedback for this Tuesday. I'm Tom King, Seth in for Jerry Bader today. He'll be in after 9 o'clock. We've been talking about the Affordable Health Care Act here, and a column I read in the alternative newspaper of the Northwoods. It's called The Reader. It comes out of Duluth. Article written by Ed Raymond. And my question was, the reasons why you're against the Affordable Health Care Act, considering that some of its provisions are working and more will be instituted here, the exchanges. First meetings on the exchanges here in Wisconsin being held today in, where did we say, Middleton and, where was the other one? Middleton and Green Bay. And the exchanges begin on October 1st here in Wisconsin. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Bill from Marshfield.
Bill, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to weigh in on this Obamacare.
Okay.
My concern is the invasion of our privacy. Back in February, just after some of this was implemented, I got a call from a pharmacy down in Skokie, Illinois, wanting to check on what my wife's medications were. And I said, I'm not going to give any information over the phone on what medications. And they said, well, you don't have to. We have them. She said, would you like me to have me list them? I said, sure. They went right down the line on everything she's taking. And then they said, we are doing this to make sure that they are being used correctly. Now, what does a pharmacy in Skokie, Illinois, know more than the doctor that is prescribing the medication? Now, I called my insurance company, and they said, yes, they were mandated to send this to a central location, and we happen to be on an advantage plan that's going to be removed from this new Obamacare. Now, if they've got all that information already, they've got every damn medical record there is out there. And I think it's an invasion of privacy.
Okay, then that's a legitimate concern. I thought when you told me that a pharmacy from Skokie called you that they were trying to get the cost of the medications down by, you know, having big companies, you know, use the power of having more and more prescriptions, and then they were able to keep the price down, and we're offering you cheaper prescriptions.
No.
All right.
They did not do that, and they said that they will maintain these records, and they also said that we will follow up on whether you have your flu shots or whether you have whatever is necessary.
Well, the idea is to keep the population healthy ahead of time, keeping down the cost of medical care later.
Sure, and then they're going to spread these medical records all over the country.
Well, this is almost an age thing, because I think there's a part of the population, and I'm older, and I don't know what your age is, but you sound like an older gentleman.
I am retired, and okay. I'm very concerned about the Medicare.
The privacy issue, but there's the younger part of the population has already realized that privacy in today's computer-driven world is almost a thing of the past. There really is no privacy anymore regarding anything.
Then why in the hell do you have to sign something at the hospital that they will maintain the records only if you release them to certain people? this is ridiculous. I didn't sign anything to have those records released to a pharmacy.
Okay. I appreciate the call. Thanks. 715-845-2155. The number to call. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
John.
Hey, John, go ahead.
I think one of the reasons, Tom, why the prices are so high is you got to remember, me living here in Wisconsin, and I find out there's an insurance company in Washington that can reduce my insurance costs by 50%. That cannot be done because you cannot go across state lines to find cheaper or less expensive health insurance policies. That's mandated by Obamacare.
Well,
Number one.
Okay.
And number two is the Democrats didn't want to pass a limit on malpractice lawsuits, which is one of the reasons why these costs are so high.
Oh, I don't argue with that. I don't think it's the only reason that some of these costs are as high as they are. The article mentioned this idea that there are, let me see if I have it here, there are 13 levels of profit-making entities between the surgeon actually implanting the artificial joint and the company that made it. Now, why in the world are there 13 levels taking a chunk out of that?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Don't you think, though, competitiveness in the business world drives costs down?
Sure. Absolutely.
But they won't let us do that. Medicare, the Obama thing, I can't go to Illinois and get cheaper or less.
Well, but the exchanges are going to allow you to look and shop around for various plans. And
they pick the plans for you. Which ones? You can pick between, like, five.
Uh-huh.
And they're all state-regulated. In that state that you reside in.
Well, at least a couple of the states that have implemented so far, California and New York, the bids they're getting are lower than what people are paying presently.
Can I go over there and get that insurance?
Well, we don't know what Wisconsin's going to be. They're just having the meetings today, and they don't go into effect until October 1st. Maybe they will be. We don't know.
Okay, but I think we should. It's going to take effect, in 3-4 months? And I think by now we should be able to know what we can do and what we can't do.
Well, those meetings
we're paying a tax right now for six years, for 4 years coverage.
Yeah, the meetings are starting today around the state, so I guess watch for the one that's in our area. The two today are in Middleton and Green Bay, but I would imagine there will be one around here, and I don't have that information for me. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning, Tom. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, go ahead.
Tom, I think the answer is that Obamacare is not addressing, and frankly, I don't think the Republicans have ever had an answer for it as well. Healthcare, not health insurance, but health care is out of control cost increases because the purchaser, you and I, do not have really any skin in the game when it comes to major expenditures. You know, once I have my deductible met, I don't care what the cost is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me. I will shop for the latest, the greatest, the most expensive, the best doctor that's out there because, again, I don't care. I don't have any skin in the game.
We had that cover story in Time a few months back on the Chargemaster, the ghostly entity that determines what hospitals charge for various medical procedures, and nobody seems to know how these numbers are arrived at. They're astronomical. They're out of all proportion to what actually should be as far as market driven, and
they will charge absolutely everything they can.
Sure.
Because there is absolutely no competition. A Republican and I'm a conservative, but the Republican leadership believes that competition is the answer to this, and unless we get people to have skin in the game, competition won't matter. It just absolutely won't matter. Well, the problem with Obamacare is it just addresses the insurance dynamic of things. And sure, we care what the insurance costs, but as long as we're going to continue to provide health care for everyone, even if you don't have insurance, you can still go and get health care right now.
Well, to a point.
But you can. You can.
But you can. So, I mean, if you don't have insurance, you're not going to be able to afford huge, costly procedures. You're not going to be able to afford drug regimens for certain afflictions.
Comp facilities can't turn you away. And there are social programs out there for people who will seek them out that will give them the health care that they need. The idea that we have uncared for people is truly a lie.
We
have uninsured people, but we do not have people that go completely without care. You know, so to me, Obamacare is migrating and towards the ultimate end game, Because the end game, unless we're ready to let people die in the streets, the ultimate end game is going to have to be universal health care for everyone.
All right.
A simple payroll tax or a simple tax to pay for it. Everyone has the same thing. And then the government can try to control costs.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. And certainly that's the way it is in many of these other places where the cost of health care is astronomically less than we pay here in the United States. Let's take one more break here, and then we'll come back and finish up. Still have time for some phone calls. I see the phones are lit up. We'll get to your calls in just a moment here on WSAU.
The shingles we had in our house were part of the big recall. So our house is only 15 years old. They're supposed to be 30-year-old shingles, and they were already shot. It was pretty bad. The areas that had been exposed to the sun were starting to curl. The asphalt was starting to come off, collecting in our gutters. My name's Ryan Hurt, and I'm in sales. When I called Oakwood Exteriors, that's one of the things they were willing to do was come up, take a look, and verify for us that they were, in fact, the shingles that were a part of that recall. Jordan took the time to make sure he saved us some samples of that faulty shingle we were going to file a claim on. He's given us all the paperwork and explained the process and just made that part of it really, really easy to get money back on that claim. Jordan said, hey, I'm going to bring in a large crew. We're going to strip the thing down. We're going to redo it all in one day. It's almost like roof fairies came in and redid our roof, you know. It was that easy, and it was done that well.
Oakwood Exteriors. Call 715-432-8202 or see oakwoodexteriors.com.
Farmers believes in smarter coverage because the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Find your local knowledgeable agent at 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS or at farmers.com.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
The tastiest tickets in town are on sale now. Wisconsin's best restaurants, caterers, and beverage makers will fight for your fork during the 6th Annual Big Brothers Big Sisters Big Taste, Saturday, September 21st at the Patriot Center in Rothschild. Come see why the Big Taste was voted one of Central Wisconsin's best fundraisers. For advanced tickets, see WSAU.com. Big Brothers Big Sisters Big Taste is brought to you by Ferguson Bath, Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, Ontogeny Advertising and Design, LLC, and WSAU.
Last week, right before their website was mysteriously kicked offline, the New York Times ran an exposé of the funny money business at the Clinton Foundation. Despite taking in tens of millions of dollars in contributions, the place runs a deficit. But somehow the Clintons do all right. They become wealthy, channeling other people's money. On the other side of the financial tracks, there's another liberal icon with similar issues, MSNBC's professional race host, Al Sharpton. Now, for years, his National Action Network has also been running a deficit of more than $1 million. On top of the annual deficits, his network owes the IRS and New York State north of $800,000 in back payroll taxes. Now, they've been negotiating with the IRS since February of 2010. In 2011, Al's network told the New York Post that the board of directors had voted to resolve their tax issues. The same year that Reverend Al, MSNBC host, drew almost $250,000 in salary from his nonprofit Owes Everybody Taxes network. Now, granted, Reverend Sharpton isn't living the high life like other hotshot Democrats. He can't rake in the hundreds of millions like the Clintons, nor can he live like royalty on the taxpayer dime like the Obamas. But as community activists go, he's not doing too poorly. He's got a TV gig, runs his own national race-baiting outfit. Besides, it doesn't matter if his outfit is tax delinquent and runs huge deficits. He's a Democrat. Got to keep up appearances, after all.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, We can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
The refrigerator?
Yes.
Toolbox?
Yes.
The metal plate in Tom King's head?
It'll stick to that, too. If it's metal, a WSAU Packers Badgers magnet schedule will stick to it. Available now at all Marathon Savings Bank locations, Precision Glass and Door in Stevens Point, or at the WSAU Studios in downtown Owosso, or on Highway B in Flover. Never miss another game with Marathon Savings Bank, Precision Glass and Door, and News Talk 550 WSAU 99.9 WSAU FM.
Tom King may not actually have a plate in his head.
And we are back here on Feedback. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Gary.
Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. My biggest general objection is the entitlement mindset that it creates in this country. And to me, the single payer simply means that the other payer is somebody else. Something like 12% is all that people actually pay for their own insurance. It's all subsidized by somebody else, so that's just pushing up the cost. But given that, if people need a loaf of bread, we give them a card to go get a loaf of bread at the store. We don't need 2,700 pages of regulations and put the bakeries in an exchange and mess everybody else up that can go to the store on their own.
All right, all right. I appreciate the point of view and the call. Thanks very much. Right back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, I just listened to this affordable care, and why are they accepting all the unions and the politicians and their staffers? And it don't seem like a good deal. And it's another Social Security Ponzi. They're trying to get the young people to pay. That's the Social Security problem. There's more people drawing than there is younger people putting in. There's no way it can support itself. And if you turn it into a government, one single payer, that's why our nursing home went broke in our county. They finally sold it. It's still running. But there's no accountability. The employees at that county nursing home, the nurses and whatever, they had benefits far exceeding what the hospitals were paying. It's kind of like, you know, there'll be a money pit that'll never end if it goes to single payer. I don't know how anybody can explain how it's going to work if everybody isn't accountable for their own account of health insurance themselves, because they're trying to get somebody else to pay for another person's health care.
So health insurance in this country should only be available to the people who can afford it then.
Hey, I work with a guy. He traded off his 2011 pickup, got a 2013. He has a seven-year-old house. He built a nice garage 4 years ago, and he bitches and moans he can't afford his health insurance. I just can't afford health insurance. People only want to pay for what they want. They don't want to pay for what they need, and we're accommodating it with all these government programs. It's widespread. I could tell you about dozens of people. They live in $400,000 houses. They drive vehicles beyond what most people who go to a factory and work, and they're getting Badger Care.
I hear those kind of stories, and there's no way that somebody who's living in a $400,000 house is on Badger Care.
You don't understand it. They have their own private corporation. They put everything in the corporation name, and they pay themselves $20,000 a year salary, and that's how they get away with it. They get fuel assistance, Badger Care, food stamps, the whole works.
All right, all right.
You don't understand how it works.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Boy, if that guy's telling the truth, obviously it's fraud of a huge magnitude. And I would really like to talk to someone who actually deals with these situations, deals with these programs, deals with these people, and tell me, yes, this stuff happens, that there's somebody living in a $400,000 house, driving a 2013, you know, $40,000 pickup truck, and is on Badger Care and is getting food stamps. And how that, gets past whoever is supposed to be watching the gate. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah. Well, you kind of started out your rant here with some skewed statistics about all the people dying, you know, and getting infections because they didn't have insurance. Well, the insurance has nothing to do with health care.
Well, I understand that. I didn't say they were getting infected because they didn't have insurance. I was just saying that in our healthcare system, what was the number I used? 100,000 people, 100,000 patients died from infections caught in hospitals and clinics.
Well,
and we spend twice as much on
affordable health care. It has nothing to do with that.
I understand. I didn't say it did.
But it skews the whole argument or the debate on it. When you start talking, throwing things out, it's like people in where they have socialized health care, that people don't get sick and die. Everybody lives forever. But as far as the cost, you talked about the cheap cost of an operation over where? Belgium?
Right.
But what are they paying for taxes? Sure, you might be getting a cheap operation, but you're paying higher taxes. So you're paying for it one way or another. You're not going to get free health care just because or cheap health care. It's not
How about not only higher taxes, and I grant you that European countries you'll pay higher taxes, but also the way that the health care is delivered and all of the hands that have their fingers in the pie driving up the cost. I mentioned that here in the United States, they suggest as many as 13 levels of profit-making entities between the surgeon actually implanting the joint and the manufacturer who makes it for $350.
Well, you have more levels involved here in everything that the government does. I mean, just try to get a permit for something, and how many bureaucracies do you have to go through? You're not going to eliminate the frustration of getting something anytime you deal with government. And I can't believe that you believe that government can do things better than the free enterprise system.
Well, the free enterprise system has failed miserably when it comes to health care. I mean, it has.
We have the best health care in the world.
We have the most expensive health care in the world. Whether or not we have the best, I mean, that's arguable. Because
if you want a Cadillac, you have to pay for it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bill. I am out of time here today on Feedback. But we'll do it again tomorrow. Seth will be back here in the chair. Today he is substituting for Jerry Bader, so he'll be in for the next 2 hours after the news coming up here on WSAU. And don't forget Brewer baseball again tonight. The Brewers and the Cardinals once again for Miller Park. Pre-game show right here at 6:35.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk 550, WSAU, Wausau, WSAU-FM, Rudolph, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Prosecutors could wrap up their case today against Nadal Hassan, who's already admitted he was the shooter in the 2009 Fort Hood massacre. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live at Fort Hood.
Now, Dave, the court martial resumes in about a half an hour here, and it could very well be the final go for the Army prosecutors, as they have just a handful of witnesses left on their list, and they've said they could finish at lunchtime. That means this afternoon could be when Army Major and psychiatrist Nadal Hassan begins his defense, as he's representing himself. Hassan's lone witness could be called, and he also could take the stand in his own defense. He's facing the death penalty for